This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Thursday, the 18th of April, 2024, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. First of all, let us not forget that today is World Heritage Day. World Heritage Day, where we celebrate kind of indigenous culture and heritage sites, sites that have been deemed important to the entire world, right? And Bahamas' own Clifton Heritage is a World Heritage Site. Tomorrow, there will be activities all day out at Clifton, the heritage site. For adults and students, there'll be tours, there'll be lectures, there'll be goodies, there'll be beach. There may be two or three mosquitoes, but don't worry about that. Call them security, you feel better about it. The song we opened the show with today is a new track, a new release by the one and only Shine 242 called Island Hopper. And I love it because it has the ballad elements to it, have a little croon into it. And I'm so happy to see the resurgence of the Bahamian crooner. I'm sure you're making Bahamians like Pat Roll so proud. I'm hoping to get out to see Mr. Pat Roll this week, at the end of the week, to organize an appearance on the show. Before we get into it, producer, there is a new song out there, and I don't know the name of it. But it's popular, and it sort of, I think it's been out from 2023. It's like a ballad, almost like a love song. I don't know the name of the song, and I don't know the name of the artist performing it. And it was on my mind all Saturday evening at the Agribusiness Expo. But then we had performances by Fanshawn, and Shad Cawley and the VIPs, and Shine out there, and I forget the song. That's how mesmerizing and electrifying our Bahamian performers are. But in studio today, I have two extremely special Bahamians. April is Poetry Month. Bahamas celebrates Poetry Month in April along with our American and Canadian cousins. Well, April is Poetry Month, and joining us today is Mr. Jermaine Roll, president of the Bahamas Poetry Competition, and two Bahamians that have made their mark on the world. Returning to studio, like the grand champion she is, carrying a new belt into the ring, is Miss Bethany Barr. Miss Bethany Barr is a student at Sadie Curtis Primary School, and she is the 2023 Bahamas Poetry Competition Grand Champion, and today she's coming to allow us to celebrate with her first place win, that's called Champion at the UNESCO World Day Poetry Competition. Good morning, Miss Barr.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. It's a pleasure to have you back in studio. Don't worry about that. Let me push that one back up. Okay, next to you, if you could grab the mic, sir, is Mr. Landy LaRota. Mr. Landy LaRota is the Bahamas Poetry Competition 2021 grand champion, and he also took that first place in the adult category at the UNESCO World Day Poetry Competition 2024. Now, I have been informed that there were four categories for this year's UNESCO World Poetry Day Competition. The age groups were 6 through 8, 9 through 12, 13 through 17, and 18 and older. And it turns out that the Bahamas went to the UNESCO World Day Poetry Competition and snagged all four first place spots. We went out there and we just said, hey, listen, you never met the Royal Bahamas Defense Force or the Royal Bahamas Police Force SWAT team that went out to Dubai and did fabulous things. What we're going to do is we're going to take all four of these first places back to the Bahamas to secure them for next year. I'm so excited because Bethany Barr has been in studio with us before. I'm so pleased that she won. And it's my pleasure to meet Mr. LaRota. Now, I give the audience a little brief description, but I need you to tell me who you are. Introduce yourself, who your people are, what island you're from, and maybe what's your favorite subject to write poetry about. Mr. LaRota?
Good morning. Pleasure to be here for sure. My name is Landy LaRota, as you would have heard. I'm 27 years old, from Freeport, Grand Bahama. Shout out my hometown. And I am a teacher at Doctors Hospital Institute of Learning. So shout out to Doctors Hospital IOL. My favorite topic to write poetry about? That's an interesting question. It would have to be social issues and then romantic poetry.
Okay. So,
yeah, those would be my favorite genres.
How close, just before we switch mics, how close is your work to songwriting and lyric writing, since you say you like to write romantic poetry?
All right, so I was recently married, November gone, and that would have been the first time I would have dabbled in songwriting.
Okay.
So I got to collab with actually my favorite Bahamian artist, Twin Them, and we wrote a song for...
Your wedding?
For my wedding, yeah. To surprise my wife, because those are our favorite artists, too.
Let me talk to you all about versatility. Mm-hmm. I know about Twin Them.
Yeah.
They've been doing it for 10-15 years solid.
Yes.
But they co-wrote one of your wedding songs for you, as a gift to your wife.
Yes. So we collaborated. We wrote it together for her and surprised her.
What's the genre?
Hip-hop and R&B.
Nice. That's not, of course, we know that's not wild or weird at all. One of the most beautiful marriages in pop music has been hip hop and R&B.
Indeed.
Absolutely. That's fabulous. Good morning, Twin Them. I didn't know about that.
Shout out.
All right. Good morning, Miss Barr, again. You may need to, you may need to hold it with your two hands. There you go. Grab it. Hold it. You got it. So, Miss Barr. What grade are you in at Sadie Curtis?
I am in grade 4 at Sadie Curtis.
All right, let's take a moment to say good morning to all the grade 4 students and all the grade 4 teachers at Sadie Curtis Primary. And then a shout out to all the students and all the teachers at Sadie Curtis Primary. What's the name of your classroom teacher?
Mrs. Stubbs Forbes.
Good morning, Mrs. Stubbs Forbes. We'd like to thank you for letting Bethany Barr come to the station this morning. And I hope this is worth a credit or two in case she's missing any schoolwork today. Okay, Miss Barr, I heard that you are on the honor roll. How do you share your time between writing poetry and doing your homework? There you go.
Well,
the question was how do you share your time between writing poetry and focusing on your schoolwork?
Well, I normally do my schoolwork first and
then all the rest of the time.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's cool. Do you compete or do you play any sports?
Well, I am going to be joining the track team this year.
Okay, good stuff. What's your favorite race?
The 100 or the 400.
Okay, good stuff. Shawnee, Devin, I just need you all to know you have competition. You have competition. This is awesome. Okay, now, Miss Barr, that last name, Barr, suggests that you are from Andrus. Your parents, your grandparents, or were you born in Andrus?
My grandparents.
Good stuff. Do you know what part of Andrus they were born in?
One was born in North Andrus and one was born in South Andrus, I think.
That's wonderful. Look at how two worlds meet. Have you ever written a poem about the Chicchani?
No, ma'am.
Have you ever seen a Chicchani?
No, ma'am.
Do you want to see a Chicchani?
No, ma'am.
That's okay. I agree with you. No problem. No problem. Okay, now, another question. How did you find out that you guys were winners? Were you in school? Were you at work? Did you get a video call? Did you get an email? And then how did it feel to know that you won the competition?
Well, I got an email from somebody, and Miss Bevins, she said, I am the winner of the 6-8 poetry UNESCO competition.
Good stuff. Did it come with any prizes? Like, did your dad say, well, listen, we're going to have to go and maybe hop along to that place over there, or we may have to go over the arches to that place over there, or we may have to go into the shack for some of them fries? Did you get like a gift from the family, or did you get a prize from UNESCO?
I got a prize from UNESCO.
What could you, can I be bold enough to ask you what the prize was?
$100.
We in the money. You could buy a lot of writing supplies with that. You could buy a lot of ink for your printer to print out your poems. That's a good prize. All right, Mr. LaRota, what were you doing when you got the news?
I was actually teaching a class when I got the email to say that I was selected as a finalist. Mm-hmm. And then they sent us a Zoom link to log on to find out the winners. So it was on a Zoom platform with the different Caribbean countries.
Okay.
That's where they announced it.
All right. So who do you think was your fiercest competition?
My fiercest competition would have been another Bohemian, I believe. They said our poems were very good and very close, and I think I beat them by 1 point.
Okay.
I beat them by 1 point. So
wow.
If it wasn't me, it was going to be him.
Let me tell you all how tremendous this feat is, right? I'm going to read you all this article from earlier, like last week. World Poetry Day event celebrates Jamaican poets. The National Library of Jamaica, in collaboration with the UNESCO Caribbean Office, hosted the first Poetry in Bloom event on World Poetry Day on March 21st. The event was a celebration of continuous blooming of Jamaican poets and the strengthening of the voice of the poet laureate. And what I want you all to know is that Jamaica has a poet laureate, right? And they have an intensive, extensive sort of national poetry platform and competition. These guys went up against Jamaica. And the Bahamas took every first place possible. And in the adult competition, the first runner-up was also a Bahamian. I mean, this is fabulous what we are able to do with the resources available to us.
Dominance.
Yes, absolutely. Now, what's the name of your winning poem?
My poem's name is Climate Change in the Caribbean.
Okay.
Mine was Calamity in the Caribbean.
All right. In your poem, what are you most concerned about in terms of how climate change could affect the Bahamas? Like how, what could become of the Bahamas because of climate change?
The Bahamas could just turn into a desert or a forest because of climate change.
Right. It could drastically change the landscape? Because most people think a forest is just like a desert, right? But a forest is like land where there's no life, there's no shrubbery, there's no green. So we could have just ocean. Like the whole Bahamas could be covered with water. Mm-hmm. And it just disappear. It is concerning. I'm glad that you decided to put your thoughts and efforts toward it, Ms. Barr. Mr. LaRota?
Yeah, so firsthand we see the impact of climate change in the Caribbean, which is a very vulnerable area. If you look at Dorian, which struck Abaco, Grand Bahama, devastated both islands in 2019,
mm-hmm.
We see these hurricanes are coming with greater force, greater power, and that's due to climate change. So it was important to highlight the vulnerability and the mm-hmm. beauty of the Caribbean, and so that's what my poem aimed to do.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Now, I have a text here for Ms. Barr. The text says, Erin, what kind of child were you? $100 is a lifetime supply of cup, baggy, and salty. Ms. Barr, do you like cup, baggy, or salty?
Well, I don't know what those are.
Mr. Barr! We have a chaperone in studio with us, and I'm going to have a word with him, an invitation to the Bahamas Cultural Association. Okay, Ms. Barr. Cup is when you take Kool-Aid or lemonade or a nice drink and you put it in the freezer. So on a hot day, you could eat on it. And baggy is when you don't have a cup. Or your grammy say, I use them cups at my cookout. You better get one baggy or something. I don't know what you can put your juice in. And you pour it into a sandwich bag and you tie it off and you freeze it. And then as you walk in down the road, you bite a hole in the side of the bag and you bite and eat the frozen popsicle straight out the bag. And salty is when you take the sausage, you know, the long stick of sausage that looks like pepperoni, but it's better than pepperoni. And you slice it up thin and put it in a bag and you douse it with hot sauce. And then as a little child, you have to have a cup with the salty because the ice of the cup cools down the heat of the hot sauce. It's science. It's children science. Producer, I see we have a call on the line. Let's go to this caller. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Miss Green. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Everything cool. Thank God for life, Poppy. I just wanted to say congratulations to Miss Barr. I didn't get his last name.
LaRota.
Mr. LaRota. I know. I hope we get an opportunity to hear the two poems, the winning poems, today.
Okay, well, thank you for asking. Now that someone has asked, I'm definitely going to put the pressure on them, but not Miss Barr. I'm not pressurizing Miss Barr.
Huh?
I'm not putting any pressure on Miss Barr.
No, maybe Mr. LaRota.
Yeah.
And I really like to hear Miss Barr also, if just a little piece. Listen, you say Miss Barr been on your show before.
Yeah.
Yes, she was on our show in December, I think, of last year,
yeah.
as they hosted the award ceremony for the 2023 competition in New Providence.
Oh, competition.
Right, okay, so the winners from the 2023, the winners from the local competition, some of them were selected to go to the international competition.
Okay, I would like to hear the other two behemoths, because you say, Mr. LaRota said they won all four. You said they won all four.
Right, they won all four.
Know but Mr. LaRota.
And Ms. Barr.
So far, I like to hear that. But, So, Ms. Barr, you should be but 9 years old.
How old are you, Ms. Barr?
I am 8 years old, not nine.
She's eight because she had to fit in that category. She's eight.
And you're on the honor roll?
I'm on the vice principal's list.
What? You passed the honor roll. You're on the honor roll. You're doing good. And you was there last year, too?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes,
ain't sir. Nothing wrong with that. I get my voice like my mommy. I say, man.
Yeah.
They say yes, ma'am. Check this out, Ms. So, Ms. Barr, I don't know if you know, maybe Ms. Green can tell you, because Ms. Green had the opportunity to meet her, if you know Selena Forbes, in the same, sound like the same grade in Ms. Stubbs Forbes' class, on the honor roll.
Yes, sir.
That's my daughter. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of y'all. Y'all continue to do good. Thank you. Keep up the good work, Miss Crane.
Yeah, absolutely.
See if I can hear.
Thank you so much, Papa. Like I say, see how important it was to send a shout out to the class of grade four and all of the students at Sadie Kratis Primary? It's awesome. Okay. There's been a request from the audience that you read a part of your poem. Now, I didn't, in my invitation to the poetry competition, I didn't request that they come prepared to read the poem. So if they're prepared, be cool with that. If not, we understand. But I think they may be prepared. On your other question, Papa, the Bahamas Poetry Competition fielded two competitors. So Mr. LaRoda and Ms. Barr would have entered the UNESCO competition through Bahamas Poetry Competition.
Not through Bahamas Poetry Competition, but where they competed in the competition, they were grand champions in their division for their respective years. And I'm guessing based on that, they entered the UNESCO competition.
Okay, so this organization didn't submit their names.
No, you submitted
your names on your own.
Yes, independently.
Wow, but you are also grand champions from Bahamas Poetry Competition.
Correct.
What initiative? What initiative? And thank you for stepping out on that limb and saying, I am going to do it. Now, you guys get ready, get your poems ready, prepare a question for Mr. Roll.
Yes.
Can I join Bahamas Poetry Competition or do I just submit an entry when a competition is launched?
Okay. Each year we try to host a competition, an online competition. During a full year, if we have sponsorship, we try to host between 3 to 4 divisions, primary school, high school. Those are never paid for competitions. They enter free of charge.
Okay.
The adult division, 18 to 30, that would be the young adults. And then 31 and over, that's the veterans division. Those two are paid categories. But we try to host that each year that we have the sponsorship available. But once it's running, all you have to do is log on to our website, BahamasPoetryCompetition.com. That's currently under construction, so we can update that site. You enter there, you submit follow the requirements, because there are certain requirements. You can't have no profanity, no strong sexual content,
right,
et cetera, things like that. But the topic is chosen by the organization. It's normally a topic of national importance. In previous years, we've had topics like conflict resolution, bullying, domestic violence, and the top finalists, they get to submit video submissions, performances of their actual poems that's uploaded on YouTube. So if you go on YouTube now and search for Bahamas Poetry Competition, you'll see a host of videos from Bahamian poets, and that site has garnered over 100,000 views based on the submissions from Bahamian poets.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm just excited, right? To see, again, what we are able to create with the resources that we have and how these young people have used their initiative, right? Like, the self-confidence. I know that I'm good. I know that I can compete at this level. Congratulations to everyone involved in Bahamas Poetry Competition, to all the young people and the younger people who are competing. Okay, now, to my poets. Right before I ask you to read and ask you this question, what's your favorite part of the process? Creating and writing and crafting or performing?
I would definitely say the writing part is my favorite. I don't have that much experience with actually performing it. I'm more of a writer than an orator, but definitely writing and rewriting.
I'm guessing performing it would be my favorite part about the process.
Okay, lovely. Let us get going. Mr. LaRoda, will you start us off?
Sure, let me... All right, so it's entitled Calamity in the Caribbean. Turquoise waters and crystal sands, ruby sunsets and emerald lands, Among all regions, the Caribbean is truly a gem, a kaleidoscope of cultures from which its peoples stem. Firmly planted by rich historical roots, a treasure of pleasure and matchless loot. Some call it the Greater and Lesser Antilles, while others refer to it collectively as the West Indies. Hundreds of islands with designs so divine, a tropical paradise that basks in sunshine. Yet all this beauty remains at risk from a foreign toxin that unfortunately exists. Climate change is a wretched entity, threatening this region with wrathful enmity, inducing fear in the atmosphere as we ask the other nations, do you care? See, rising temperatures are on the horizon, and rising sea levels awaken the fury of Poseidon, tempestuous storms and cataclysmic waves hell-bent on sending us to our graves. Greenhouse gases from factories afar have left the ozone layer ajar, welcoming in harmful UV rays and setting Mother Nature ablaze. Global warming increases the power of hurricanes, conjuring fierce winds and torrential rains. And because many of the populations live along the coast, the Caribbean is vulnerable and haunted the most. To the larger nations, this region is beckoning. Go green, sustain before the day of reckoning. For climate change is a devastating pain, transforming calm into calamity in the Caribbean.
Way to go. Thank you very, very, very much. And listen, while you were reading that, I'm thinking of the fires that are raging in Andres, the fires that are burning in Abaco. There were images of another wildfire. I'm not sure which island it was on, maybe New Providence. And right, this is the issues that you touch on in your poem are issues that Bahamians throughout the archipelago are dealing with right now, and they're issues that the state is forced to confront, right? Because they have an obligation to provide resolution strategies in the short term, the midterm, and the long term. Now, Ms. Barr, we are ready. We are ready. I think this mic will be a little more comfortable for you because you got to let the poet feel their vibe. Here you go.
So the name of my poem is Climate Change in the Caribbean. Oh no! Our islands really need a doctor. The temperature is getting hotter. The hurricanes are getting stronger. The forest has no water, and the smoke is killing Mother Nature. Help me to save our Caribbean. We can plant a tree. 'Twill save you and me. We can use less plastic. Glass instead would be fantastic. You can use transportation without an engine, so the atmosphere can have more protection. We can recycle items everywhere to show the Caribbean that we care.
Thank you very much, Ms. Barr. That was Ms. Bethany Barr. She is 8 years old. She goes to Sadie Curtis Primary. Mm-hmm. She's on the honor roll in the vice principal's list. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. She won first place in her category. That is the 6 to 8 year old category at the UNESCO World Poetry Day competition. And to Mr. LaRota, thank you for such a wonderful and thought-provoking poem. Relevant, right? It's authentic because it speaks to the lives of everyday Bahamians. Producer, I want you to play a song for me, and then I could ask these young people if they know what they listening to. You choose. I've got Avi on the list. I've got Smooth T, KB, Basil BJ Smith. I even got one by Stilett. I wonder if y'all know y'all Bahamian music. We're going to go to a break. Y'all listen to this.
Everybody out of swing, 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 swing.
Beulah Gal, can you believe this?
We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge, so we need to check out what's going on in everybody's yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns, where they hiding the drugs, who shoot who part of which gang, or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles.
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands. Or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm a boatman, a seaman. My work is on the water. Free diving, so no line is.
How I survive. If you will notice that all of our Bahamian music is poetry. KB say, I'm a boatman. I'm a seaman. My life is on the water. Free diving and throwing out line is how I survive. That is just Bahamian poetry. And it speaks to the lives of the majority of Bahamians. In fact, at the Bahama Rock Independence concert, I think that's where it was, in Pompey Square, Blotty was performing I'm a Boatman. If you go on your YouTube and you search Blotty, I'm a Boatman, he's performing KB's song, I'm a Boatman. And he's talking to a man in the audience, and it's like the man in the audience requested the song. Somebody say, but Blotty, he went here, I'm a Boatman. He's the guy tell him, I's a boatman. And Blotty look at him and say, no, I know you. You's a policeman. Right? But that's being, because everybody is something and a boatman.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you grew up on the island. You come to Nassau, you could be a police and a boatman. Mm-hmm. You could even be an MP and a boatman. And a boatman. Good morning, Clay Sweeten, sir. We celebrate that, right? We celebrate that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that was KB, I'm a Boatman, and I played it because, again, the theme for the poetry competition was climate change. And I think that song comes from is the voice of those people who will be most affected by climate change. True. Say, my life is on the water. Okay. I got a text here that says, your guest's poems get an A+. You get A+. Congratulations. Now, where can we find the winning poems for the UNESCO competition? Does UNESCO have a site where they load the videos?
Well, there wasn't a video that was just a written submission. I'm not sure if they posted it on their website. I'd have to check that out.
Okay. I'll do that research as well. Mm-hmm. Now, the big question before we sort of close out the segment, do you intend to defend your Grand Champion belts at the 2024 Bahamas Poetry Competition?
Oh, wow, she's looking at me.
Are you going to compete again? Are you going to write another poem for this year?
I might not.
I understand. So where are you focusing? What are you thinking about focusing your energies on this year?
Schoolwork, classwork.
Miss Stubbs Forbes, I hope you heard that. She's serious about those grades. I could appreciate that. Sometimes You got to focus on the schoolwork until you get that handled. Maybe in the latter part of 2024, you will say, well, I've got my schoolwork under control now. I'm going to venture into poetry. What is a theme, an idea, or a topic that you would like to write about this year?
Well, honestly, I don't know what topic I'm going to write about.
Yet. Okay. I would have poeticized it like this. I prefer to surprise you. I wanted to, right? I wanted to be a surprise when you see the new poem. Then you'll realize what I've been thinking about this whole year. Mr. LaRota.
If I intend to compete.
Right, in the 2024 local competition.
Most definitely, if there's a category for me, I will.
Absolutely. And if you called to defend the international title on behalf of the Bahamas, are you going back to UNESCO next year?
Most definitely. Got to put my city on the map.
Absolutely. And we say thank you for putting the city.
The country.
Well, no, first of all, you're from Grand Bahama. What settlement you in Grand Bahama?
Freeport.
For putting the city Freeport on the map, the island Grand Bahama on the map, and then the wider Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Grand Bahama people get to celebrate you too as one of theirs, right? And then we get to hog you up with the rest of the country.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't want to come here empty-handed, so I brought a gift for you. You'd find in there my two books. The first one, Cries of a Poetic Soul.
And a collection of romantic poetry.
Right. And the second one, From the Depths Of, I actually wrote that with my daughter when she was 12 years old. She has submissions in there. So I always wanted to create platforms for artists to write and express themselves and be appreciated. So
okay, so yeah. From the Depths Of is written, or composed and crafted, not just written,
yes,
but composed and crafted by the father-daughter duo, Jermaine Roll and Ayana?
Ajene Roll.
Ajene Roll. This is you just went high tech, right? You just did a collaborative poetry piece, intergenerational collaborative poetry piece. Producer, let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron Grant.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm very good morning to the young lady. The gentleman is a teacher, right?
Yes.
Good morning.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to congratulate you as a teacher and also the young lady for a good morning for contributing her talent.
Yes, thank you so much.
And to me and to the wider audience.
Absolutely.
I truly appreciated that.
Absolutely.
And Aaron, I truly want to congratulate you. The brain note, not just the regular politicians and who people you see all the time. Sometimes you die of seeing. But you bring out everybody and everybody playing a part in their country, and this lady playing a vital part.
Absolutely.
And congratulations to our parents who commit to her.
Right, and you'll see this pattern, right, where people are succeeding. Many of them have the support of a family structure. And
yeah,
for some that don't, they have the confidence that when they need a structure, the Lord, the Creator will provide something for them. And that
doesn't have to be a family structure too. You know, it could be people in the community want something to do.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of ladies, young ladies like her.
Yes.
That just need a push.
Right, absolutely.
And you are one of them, so this gentleman is one of them. So within the family, it's outside the family. That's why they call it a village.
Yes, there you go.
That's where I grew up, at Camp Road Village. Mm-hmm. But it's outside. Within, inside, it's outside.
Yes, absolutely.
Have a good day.
Thank you, Pumpkin Eater. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Even when it's not family, it's the village call family who is there to support you. Now, I want to test y'all a little bit. See, I'm jealous. Y'all come in as champions. I'm jealous. Producer, I want you to play the song by Stelit. This is a new song by Stelit, and it's called famous, and I got two famous people in the studio. And I'm so glad that Mr. Roll presented his book to me at that moment, because this new song by Stalit, it's a fusion. It's a mashup of sounds, and I like how Mr. Roll brought two generations and two hearts and two minds together to create his poetry book from the depths of. Let's hear this new song by Stalit. Miss Bai, I want you to tell me what you think about this song. When you ready, producer?
You thought I wouldn't be famous when you walked away with Amos. No, I'm a star in the sky. You couldn't reach me if you tried. Oh, mama said to leave that girl. She's only gonna ruin your world. It's gonna be so hard, my son. Oh, but she's not the only one. Oh, she leave me and she gone. Oh, she leave me and she gone. She leave me and she gone. She gone, gone, gone. The only time you see me is if you're watching this on TV.
Now, let me tell you what I love about this song.
Wow, wow.
On Beyonce's internet, on Beyonce's good internet, right? Where a part of the world got mad at her that she would imagine herself to be a country artist. Here is Stalit, blending sounds that you may think are foreign, except when I heard that country sound, I remember being on the family island at Camp Simonette, riding in that bus, listening to the radio and country music playing, because family islanders listen to plenty country music on that AM band. And then I hear the rake and scrape come through it, right? And then I hear the Junkanoo drum in the back come through it. And then I hear it get a little dancey, like a little electronic club dance, like it's ready for a remix, and the fusion of sounds. And then the poetry. Very simple storytelling. You didn't think I was going to be famous when you walk away with Amos, eh? But now you can see me on TV and see what I could be. I love it, Stalit. I love the sort of the simplicity, you know, the magic that arises from that. Now, Miss Barr, have you ever heard of the artist Stalit before?
No, ma'am.
Did you like that song? Let me, could you dance to it?
Yeah.
Good stuff. This is like Reggie Dan. We don't get too excited, but you know we love it.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Mr. Barr, as a parent, if you could share with us, you know, some of what it takes to support a star. And, you know, I don't want to say sacrifices, because that makes it seem like it's a hardship. But some of what her family network does to support her, and kind of how easy it is to do that.
Okay, good morning, Bahamas. One good thing I can say is that Bethany herself is a go-getter. So a lot of times she sees something that she wants to accomplish, and she tells us, and we say, okay. And we just try to support her as best as possible.
Right.
And a lot of times it can become a little bit frustrating for her. And she may even feel like quitting. But we always try to encourage her and tell her, you can't start something and quit. You have to stick with it. You know, because a lot of times a lot of great ideas can be
muddled up in the hard work.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you quit, it will never come to fruition. And in this case, here it is. She once again came out on top in a category for throughout the Caribbean. And this is something that we were very proud of. And we continuously try to encourage her and always try to let her know that, hey, we only want to see the best for you. We want you to succeed in whatever it is you go to do and attempt to do. And so we're always here to guide you and support you along the way.
All right. Bethany, do you prefer writing with pen or pencil and paper, or do you prefer to write on a tablet or electronic device?
Pencil and paper.
Mm-hmm. I feel that too. I used to write poetry, and it's just something about the pencil. Even as an adult, I like to write in pencil. I prefer writing in pencil than in pen. But there's something about the pencil in my hand as the pencil touches the paper that there's a magic to it. Mm-hmm. Do you have an endless supply of pencil and paper at home?
Well, I guess. I don't know.
Is it that every time you ask for more paper, that's always there? Like your parent, anytime you ask, your parents pop up with it?
Yes, ma'am.
Those are good parents.
Go on.
No, I thought you wanted to say something more. Those are good parents. Trust me. And sometimes now, that's not to say that the parent who can't provide it isn't a good parent. Mm-hmm. Right? Because we understand that sometimes parents can't give their kids what they know they need. And so we always celebrate and say we're thankful for those parents who can. Mr. LaRota, when did you start writing poetry?
I was her age, mm-hmm. 7, 8, from that time.
Do you have a collection of your work from that time?
I had, but it's been lost.
Was it, and then maybe a sensitive, or it is a sensitive question, was it lost because you live in Grand Bahama and we know that Grand Bahama experienced a number of hurricanes over the last few decades? Was it lost to a natural disaster, or was it lost to the sort of calamity of everyday life?
I would say the latter for sure. Mm-hmm. Being irresponsible, I had a book full of poems, several books full of poems over the years that just eventually I lost.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. I had a fortune of going to an estate sale at a neighbor's house. The neighbor had passed away doing an estate sale. And going through, I like books. I'm always looking for books. I'm going through this box of miscellaneous things and papers, and I find this notebook. And I open it up, and first thing I note is that it's beautiful handwritten penmanship, right? And then I begin reading it, and then I realize that it is from a relative of the person who passed away. Mm-hmm. And so I went to the agent hosting the sale, and they were kind of like, well, listen, we're at the estate sale stage. If you want to take it, if not, it's going to go to the dump. So I secured it, and I took it back to the family member that I had contact with. And they were like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. We didn't know that it had made it here. In fact, it may have been, we didn't even know this existed to be able to identify it. You would be surprised what you find at estate sales when you have to sort through the possessions of a loved one past, or even loved ones who move away, that just migrate to another place. Sometimes you find treasures. And so I say to people, anytime you find a book, anything that looks like a notebook, anything that looks like a written word, before you throw it away, try and identify what it is. It could be Mr. Landy LaRota's missing anthology of poetry. All right, and now that he's an international champion, it may hold more weight to even him at this stage in his life. This is our history. These are our treasures. We worry about the people who coming in with the sonar to go underwater and look for Christopher Columbus. I mean, my ancestors' things. We have our own treasures right here. All right, we're almost at the end of the show. I see Ms. Barr is getting ready to go back to school. Producer, I want you to play another song for me. Play this song by New Wave Band. Let me see if Mr. LaRota and Ms. Barr know this song as well. See if I could introduce them to what I like to call island poetry. This is Dancing with an Angel by New Wave Band. When I was little, I used to think this song was about ghosts and Obeah. Dancing with an Angel. But now that I'm older and wiser, I still tell people the song is about ghosts and Obeah, and then let them listen to it for themselves and figure it out. When you're ready, producer. Dancing with an Angel by New Wave Band. Now, Miss Barr, this is kind of like a test, because you're supposed to be in school. It's the mum in me. It's the mum in me. Have you ever heard this song before?
That's what I'm talking about.
And you, Mr. LaRue.
No.
Coming through. Yeah. I am dancing with an angel.
Talk about you write romantic poetry, sir.
Angel. I am dancing, Lord, an angel. With an angel, angel. There's another vodka, any other vodka. Oh, what a girl in my arms. Just another vodka, any other vodka. But oh, what a girl in my arms tonight. Oh, what a girl in my arms.
Thank you, producer. Thank you, producer. Bethany. There's a whole world of Bahamian artists out there. They are poets, you know, but they hide the poetry with music. They switch it up and throw some music behind it. Have you ever thought about writing lyrics for songs?
No, ma'am.
Well, earlier in the show, you told me that you were considering track athletics, like running the one and running the four. Have you ever thought about writing lyrics for the cheerleaders or writing a school song or a song for your sports teams?
No, ma'am.
Well, listen, I'm going to talk to your father about hiring you. Because I'm writing songs for the next set of Bahama games. I'm going to make sure that every island team has a theme song. And I may need to call on you to help me write some of these lyrics, Miss Barr.
Yeah, just have your people call her people.
Okay, there you go. There you go. I know I've kept you very, very long, Mr. LaRota. I want to say thank you very much for taking time out of your day to join us today. Miss Barr, I want to say thank you very much for getting all of the relevant permissions from the Ministry of Education and whatnot to come and join us here today. I hope they give you some extra credit for your work. Is there anything you guys want to say before we leave the show? Okay, Mr. LaRota?
I say thank you for the opportunity. It was a pleasure. And he enjoyed being here.
Absolutely. Thank you both for gracing us with your poetry, your winning poems. Bethany Barr and Landy LaRota each secured first place in the UNESCO World Poetry Day competition, along with two other Bahamians in the other two categories. We say thank you to them, and we say thank you to the Ministry of Education, Technical and Vocational Training for also showcasing them and celebrating them with awards, certificates, trophies, and gift certificates. Thank you very, very much for joining us today. Producer, please play one song to take us to the break. Coming up next is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry. I mean, this is one of my favorites. Now, Miss Barr, you're going to, at one point in your life, you're going to be old enough to be like me and remember all of these songs and get excited about your childhood. It's going to be a time, okay? You just wait. It's coming. You just wait. It'll be here soon enough. You guys, thank you so much for joining me this morning on the Clock with Aaron Green. Tomorrow, we're going to have the Director of Communications from the Office of the Prime Minister join us for an update on crime in the Bahamas. Thank you for tuning in. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.